Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with light snow possibly mixing with sleet or freezing rain, a low of 24. A homicide charge has been filed against the neighbor of a man found dead inside his Indiana Street apartment nearly a year ago. Michael Hardy had been dead several days when his body was discovered last January 19th. At the time, there was no sign of forced entry to the apartment on the city's southwest side when police were called to check on his welfare. According to court documents, police learned that Hardy had last made contact with the Outreach Food Bank and had been in possession of $10,000. During the investigation, police were told the suspect, 26-year-old Joseph Jackson, produced a large amount of cash later that day and gave some to another man to buy cigarettes. Investigators also learned that Jackson at one time had a small handgun consistent with the weapon used to kill Hardy, but according to social media posts, he had thrown the gun in the lake. Those posts also allegedly showed Jackson counting large sums of cash, some still in bank bands. During an initial appearance today in Racine Circuit Court, Jackson was also charged with armed robbery and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He'll return to court for a preliminary hearing on the charges later this month. The Burlington Area School Board meets at 7:30 tonight at the district offices on North Pine Street, and the agenda includes discussion about the facilities survey recently completed, which could lead to a referendum. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The survey focused on whether 92-year-old Karcher Middle School, the one-time high school for the district, ought to be renovated for current and future needs or replaced. Also being considered, infrastructure projects district-wide, as well as creating a single-site Montessori program and expansion of course offerings for 5th and 6th graders. A vote favoring a referendum by the 21st of this month would allow it to be on the April ballot. 69% of the 1,400 survey respondents, taxpayers, they supported at least asking the question. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine Community Development Committee is supporting a United Way request to amend its Emergency Solutions Grant contract for the funding of rapid rehousing services. In conjunction with a tenant-based rental assistance program and Lutheran Social Services seeking home funds to launch it in partnership with the Continuum of Care. The panel heard from City CD Specialist Brandon Saunders, who said TBRA is a rental subsidy that can be used to help individual households afford costs like rent and security deposits, and it's similar to a housing choice voucher or a Section 8 program.
Unlike a housing choice voucher, this program, security deposits come with it, also potentially utility deposits. If it means the difference between a family being able to turn on utilities or not, there is a potential for utility deposits. The tenant chooses the unit with the help of a housing counselor through the supportive services. Units are not mandated. Tenants are the ones who choose it as long as it passes the housing quality standards test.
Saunders noted the partnership program is targeted for 2 years, but it's transitional. Continuum of Care President Ron Thomas said the TBRA program will be a big boost for the community. The measure of success would be permanent housing for program participants, with not all requiring the available 2 years. The recent arrest and issuance of assault-related charges against a Kenosha police officer, as well as misconduct in public office for an alleged personal attack that happened while on duty, has prompted one alderman to seek the officer's immediate termination from the force. Chief Daniel Miskinis was contacted by 8th District Alderman Kevin Mathewson, who urged a recommendation to the Police and Fire Commission at their January 17th meeting to dismiss Officer Kendall West. A press release from Mathewson says West had been arrested in 2004 prior to being hired by KPD, though it does not say what for. West is on paid administrative leave per the union contract, but Alderman Mathewson believes a swift termination is in order. West is alleged to have punched a doctor outside a hospital over a relationship with his estranged wife. The holidays are over and it's back to business for municipal governments in the Racine-Kenosha area. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee's 5 p.m. meeting at City Hall includes consideration of a $5,000 Real Racine grant toward returning the Gus Macker basketball tournament to the lakefront this summer. The Racine Redevelopment Authority at its 5:15 p.m. meeting at City Hall is scheduled to get an update on the Ajax building in the 1500 block of Clark Street, still targeted for veterans housing, but with a new developer. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.